In terms of if I've gleaned anything personally from this book, from writing about the Chattooga, if I've learned anything from my memories, it's that that's an amazing place and it needs to be protected more than it is. I've also learned that there's a lot of other places like this, especially in the Southeast, that are wonderful, pristine, or as close to it as they can be in this day and age, and that are getting encroached upon really quickly by sprawl. And I feel like it's incredibly important that there's places, sanctuaries, where not only the birds and the plants and the trees and the animals can do their thing as undisturbed as possible, but also where people can go. I mean, there's a lot of soldiers that are going to be coming back, hopefully, from Iraq before too long, and there's just people everywhere, who need to get outside and who know they need that and who love it. It's not for everybody for sure, but there's some who need a couple days, a weekend outside, a rafting trip, or just going out on their own, paddling in a canoe, or just setting up a tent, car camping, whatever it is. People need these places, and working on this book, which was years and years, and it didn't start as, oh, I'm going to write a book about the Chattooga. It just happened. I was writing and I was visiting that place on and off and writing about it and thinking about it and being homesick. Instead of just wallowing around in homesickness, I'd write about the place. And eventually I started looking through this big pile of poems and realizing there's a lot of stuff that might fit together kind of interesting ways. So with the help of some friends, I culled out some of the less exciting poems, I hope, and put the best ones I could find in the best order.